WHDD presents Susan Says.
Well, this week so far has been really crazy. At my place and the rest of the world, where to start? The Me Too killer, yeah, that's what they're saying now because a woman finally went nuts and shot up YouTube. First time a mass shooter was a female, and what a nut job. Her internet stuff was really crazy. She took it out on YouTube because they tried to censor her. The scariest thing is her family reported her to the police, who questioned her right before. No search, no internet investigation, just let her go to shoot up the place. Yeah, crazy and inept. Deranged Donnie is off to his usual nuttiness. First on tariffs, causing the markets to crash, now on borders. And oh yeah, did you notice when he was standing next to the rabbit who looked askance? He forgot the name of the White House. He was ranting with these kids over Easter eggs. Dementia, folks. He is nuts and getting worse. But what is really crazy is how the Republican Congress is letting him. All of our lives and world peace is at stake, but hey, getting a Supreme Court judge and tax cuts, that's so important. Have they lost their minds? Yes. Roseanne came back with a blast. Her show is funny and timely and interesting, but her personal behavior is beyond crazy. She attacks the brave student from Florida, promotes all kinds of nutty theories. I wonder how long she will last before sponsors start bailing and ABC says bye-bye. Back at my place, I lost it. Well, I lost it at the Apple store. I finally bought a new computer MacBook and a new phone. I told the guys there, I'm very phobic about this. I'm awful. I can't do anything. And they said, oh, don't worry. We'll help you. So if you pay them, I did. They transferred stuff. Well, guess what? By the time I got home, nothing was working. No passwords, of which I have thousands, written on tiny scraps of paper. The phone is not working. I had to go back twice to the store. By the end of the second visit, I had changed my passwords to variation of swear words. They were looking at me like I was crazy. How right they were. The third time I went back and asked for the manager, I was crying, and he was managing me like the mental patient I seemed to be. He actually said into his earpiece he would be getting a special place in heaven for this. And then I said, I can hear you. I was nuts for 24 hours. But it's all working now. All it took was a drink and a lot of chocolate. In England, a 78-year-old man was arrested for stabbing a burglar who burst into his home. Really? That's crazy. Crazy times. But in the good news, yesterday was the one-year anniversary of my publishing my book, Hot Pants in Hollywood, Sex, Secrets, and Sitcoms. I had a great time on the book tour. I enjoyed every minute. I hope I can continue to meet readers and sell books. You can go to the website, www.hotpantsinhollywood, or any book site and buy it. Then I won't be that crazy anymore. Thanks.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude, and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.